Is Churban Beis HaMikdash related to Chet HaMeraglim only, or to Chet HaEgel as well? On Shavuos or Batamuz Hufko Ha'ir, referring to Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim got broken, yet it was the same day that the Luchos got broken after Chet HaEgel. Is the event of Hufko Ha'ir a consequence of Chet HaEgel or not? Anonymous in Belgium. No, you're confusing a few different things. Neither the Chet HaEgel or the Chet HaMeraglim directly caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Either Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the sins of that generation and sins that accumulated over generations. Three sins: the first Beis HaMikdash, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Dam, and Avodah Zarah, and more specifically, Bittul Torah. The second Beis HaMikdash because of Sinas Chinam. However, the fact that the ninth of Av was the day that that destruction happened has a connection to the Chet HaMeraglim, and it was instituted as a day of crying, didn't cause the destruction. But once the destruction had to happen, it happened on Tisha B'Av because of the Chet HaMeraglim. And the same thing goes with the fact that on Shavuos or Batamuz Hufko Ha'ir was not directly related necessarily to the breaking of the Luchos many, many, many years before. Except on this same day, many tragedies happened, which in fact can be linked together because they have a common idea behind them, but not that one caused the other. In fact, it says that the Chet HaEgel, there is no Tzara in Klal Yisrael, there's no generation in Klal Yisrael that doesn't have some suffering because of the Chet HaEgel.